The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by the CommBank's Christmas Drought Appeal, helping farmers and communities hit hard by drought. Donate today in the CommBank app or visit your local CommBank branch.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 29th of November. In your Squeeze today, Black Friday. Tim Weeks returns home. Donald Trump legislates in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. And the summer outlook is hot. This is your Squeeze today. It's Black Friday, Claire, and don't we know it? It's likely that as people head to work today, the back of buses, billboards, shop fronts will be covered in advertising promoting Black Friday sales. Not to mention the email inbox and Facebook and Instagram feeds will be full of those offers as well. These typically run through to Tuesday, and with online sales during that period last year up 30% on 2017, Australia Post is predicting another 20% growth this year.
And that means that if all goes to plan, what we spend online between Black Friday today through to Cyber Monday will be the most that we've ever spent online before. Online shopping really is becoming more of a thing these days. About 20% of global retail sales happen online. In Australia, that's more like 10%. When we look at exactly what Australians spend, we're talking about $27.5 billion last year. That's expected to go up quite a bit next year and into the future.
So with consumer confidence at a low, we haven't been hitting the shops. We've talked about that a lot in the podcast. I guess economists will be looking with interest at how we behave this weekend.
They really will be. And also retailers will have their fingers crossed that we get in and spend, because we've been keeping our hands in our pockets, covering our wallets. We haven't really been feeling the vibe to go out and shop. But with these deep discounts and these shopping events becoming much more of a thing, it'll be very interesting to all concerned about how we go.
We get up and look across all the websites, obviously, just to browse the news. And I've had a number of pop-ups already saying, buy this, buy that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got some ideas. And out today, actually, is our latest shortcut. And it's on online mega sales. You and Larissa have pulled this one together, and it'll take people through how online shopping has changed the face of retailing and what the major shopping events are. You can find that by searching for shortcuts in your podcast app via the email today or on our website. We spoke of news yesterday that Angus Taylor, our energy minister, is being investigated by New South Wales police over mistaken claims he made over Sydney Council's travel budget. Now, a big trip he had planned next week to a climate change summit in Madrid looks unlikely.
As we know with Parliament, there's always movement at the edges, so we'll see whether Labor actually follows through with that threat to block his trip to Madrid. What Labor is saying is that given there's a lot of questions they think need to be answered about Angus Taylor and also about Scott Morrison's call to the police commissioner in New South Wales, they don't want to give him permission to go. They're saying that they would give other ministers permission to go, like Environment Minister Susan Lee or maybe the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne. But when it comes to Angus, they're saying he should just stay here and answer those questions.
The reason they're able to do that is because there's a rather slim majority in the House of Representatives. Any government MP who needs to be absent requires the opposition to grant them a pair. Labor's saying they won't do that.
A pair, of course, means they're not given a piece of fruit. It's more like a parliamentary arrangement.
P-A-I-R.
Correct.
And the government's had a bit of a shock in the Senate yesterday.
They lost the vote on the piece of legislation that they say would make unions more accountable for their actions. That was a real shock to them. They thought that they had One Nation and independent Senator Jackie Lambie on side, but when it came to actually go into the chamber and divide on that question, those senators sat with Labor.
Tim Weeks is the Australian teacher who was detained by the Taliban in 2016 whilst living and working in Afghanistan. Reports are he arrived home last night.
He got in late last night. He was taken out of public view very quickly. The Wagga local was freed 10 days ago. It's understood that he went straight from Afghanistan to a medical facility with the US military base in Germany for just a checkover. But he's home now. And yeah, very interesting to see a few more reports about exactly exactly how that deal went down.
Yeah, his release came about as part of a prisoner swap deal with senior politicians and diplomats from Afghanistan, the US and Australia involved in that negotiation. US President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, Claire.
He was expected to veto that legislation that's come up through the Congress. That law authorises sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who are involved in human rights abuses. It also triggers an annual review of the special trade status that America grants Hong Kong.
So the natural question is, how does this play into the US-China trade war?
Yeah, not well. Made a whole lot of people very nervous because, of course, US and China are negotiating trade deals. It's very sensitive. It's been very difficult to negotiate. And something like this, of course, doesn't help things.
The Bureau of Meteorology has updated its summer outlook. It's looking hot.
Hot, dry. There's no chance it looks that any of the water reserves that are really depleted being replenished. Also, very dangerous fire conditions are still going to remain through a very hot, dry summer.
And actually, on that topic, a message now from our podcast partner, CommBank. At the start of the podcast, we spoke about the bank's Christmas drought appeal and how you can make a contribution via your CommBank app or by visiting any branch. Every dollar raised through their Christmas drought appeal will directly support the Australian Red Cross and Rural Aid to continue the vital work they're doing in drought-affected communities. The Walkleys are our annual journalism award, Claire, and given we do news, we thought there might be some interest in the winners. This year it went to the Herald Sun's Anthony Dowsley and Patrick Carlin.
They took home the gold Walkley for their coverage of Victoria's Lawyer X scandal. It's Australian journalism's highest honour. So, yeah, very happy people there.
Full list of winners in the Squeeze Today email. Jump into the email also for Friday Lights. Especially useful is a link to the Good Food Guide's best DIY dips. It's dip time of year as we head into Christmas barbecue season, Claire.
Yes, there's a really good guide there, and the broad bean dip is my favourite out of that. I've made it a couple of times, and broad beans, of course, are really good in season at the moment.
I liked the look of the roasted beetroot, cinnamon and pomegranate dip.
Ooh, they're good flavours, yeah.
Yum. There's also a guide on how to carve a turkey, which might come in handy. I have a feeling I know the subject line today. What have we got?
Oh, do you want to take a stab?
Are we feeling hot, hot, hot?
I've done that one before, so I haven't gone for that one, but I have gone so for Demi Lovato's We're Cool for the Summer.
We wish we were cool for the summer.
It would be really good to be cool for the summer, I think, in a lot of places in Australia coming up, but no, it's going to be hot for the summer.
Really flipped the news angle on its head there, haven't you? A reminder to have a listen to our shortcut out this morning on online mega sales. We actually have another one dropping next week on the US-China trade war, which we've spoken about today in the podcast. Enjoy your Friday. That's all from us. We'll chat to you on Monday. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.